USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is urging other countries to support a global minimum tax rate for corporations, saying it's crucial for funding President Biden's American Job Plan. The Biden administration proposes substantial tax increases on U.S. corporations to pay for the $2.3 trillion plan. National Association of Manufacturers President and CEO Jay Timmons said in a statement Thursday, increasing the tax burden on companies in America means fewer American jobs. 1 million jobs would be lost in the first 2 years, to be exact. End quote. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on Friday publicly denounced the Biden administration's planned actions on gun control and called for legislation to make Texas a Second Amendment sanctuary state. On Tuesday, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey's signing of legislation is banning law enforcement from enforcing federal gun control laws that infringe upon the Second Amendment. USA Radio News.
With more people at home due to the pandemic, it's more important than ever to keep small lithium coin batteries away from children. On a mission to help keep families safe, battery brand Duracell and the American Academy of Pediatrics have joined forces to power safely. Bobby Mendez, President of Duracell North America.
At Duracell, we're very proud of be teaming up with the AAP in this shared mission of keeping children safe. And at the heart of the effort is a campaign to raise awareness.
Duracell has also come out with a bitter coating on their most popular lithium coin batteries.
And what this does, it discourages the child from swallowing the battery. So that's really the at the heart of the innovation.
Duracell and the AAP urge all parents, caregivers, and pediatricians to learn more about lithium coin battery safety at Duracell.com or HealthyChildren.org.
Pools of contaminated water that could overflow near Tampa, Florida are being addressed. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Crews are bringing extra equipment to help pump more water out of a Florida reservoir on the verge of collapse. They've been working nonstop to avoid flooding nearby homes and businesses, which remain evacuated. Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan telling NBC News.
I know they're making some progress, but to see the water spewing out, it looked pretty contaminated to me.
Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
The Australian government has purchased an additional 20 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine as it steers away from relying on the AstraZeneca vaccine after a rare but serious blood clotting side effect was discovered. The announcement comes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison called for an urgent press conference on Thursday to provide new health advice to Australians aged under 50 regarding receiving the AstraZeneca jab. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the border crisis continues to deteriorate, sheriffs across America are alerting the president his policies are undermining the safety of American citizens. Wyatt Cox from the USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nearly 300 sheriffs across the country are urging President Biden to secure the southern border and take more action against illegal immigration. A letter to the president, the officers claim the president intentionally undermining the agencies and their efforts to enforce the law. Among those who signed the letter, Bristol County, Massachusetts Sheriff Thomas M. Hodgson, who spoke to Fox and Friends.
The open borders don't work, and they're exposing our citizens to more transnational gangs, the violence in our communities, more drugs pouring into our communities, sex and human trafficking out of control, and national security threats. And so we want the people of this nation, along with the sheriffs, to mobilize and let the president know that it's not okay to put his politics, and this is a reckless effort on his part, to put his politics before the safety and security of the people of this nation and our efforts to keep our promise and our oath to keep them safe.
The sheriff's asking the president to act now to change course before public safety resources become overwhelmed.
According to the National Sheriff's Association, there are 3,081 sheriff's offices in America as of 2015. NASCAR is under the lights Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia, 7:30 p.m. on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.